This is the reading for May 27th, Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. It is good to sing praises to our God. It is good and pleasant to praise Him. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. He brings back the captured Israelites. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and names each one. Our Lord is great and very powerful. There is no limit to what He knows. The Lord defends the humble, but He throws the wicked to the ground. Sing praises to the Lord. Praise our God with harps. He fills the sky with clouds and sends rain to the earth and makes grass grow on the hills. He gives food to cattle and to the little birds that call. He does not enjoy the strength of a horse or the strength of a man. The Lord is pleased with those who respect Him, with those who trust His love. Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Jerusalem, praise your God. He makes your city gates strong and blesses your children inside. He brings peace to your country and fills you with the finest grain. He gives a command to the earth and it quickly obeys Him. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He throws down hail like rocks. No one can stand the cold He sends. Then He gives a command and it melts. He sends the breezes and the waters flow. He gave His word to Jacob, His laws and demands to Israel. He didn't do this for any other nation. They don't know His laws. Praise the Lord. 2 Samuel chapter 23. These are the last words of David. This is the message of David, son of Jesse, the man made great by the Most High God speaks. He is the appointed king of the God of Jacob. He is the sweet singer of Israel. The Lord's Spirit spoke through me, and His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, "Whoever rules fairly over people, who rules with respect for God, is like the morning light at dawn, like a morning without clouds. He is like sunshine after a rain that makes the grass sprout from the ground. This is how God has cared for my family. God made a lasting agreement with me, right and sure in every way. He will accomplish my salvation and satisfy all my desires. But all evil people will be thrown away like thorns that cannot be held in a hand. No one can touch them except with a tool of iron or wood. They will be thrown in the fire and burned where they lie." These are the names of David's warriors. Josheb Bashabeth, the Tachmonite, was head of the three. He killed 800 men at one time. Next was Eleazar, son of Dodai the Ahohite. Eleazar was one of the three soldiers who were with David when they challenged the Philistines. The Philistines were gathered for battle, and the Israelites drew back. But Eleazar stayed where he was and fought the Philistines until he was so tired, his hand stuck to his sword. The Lord gave a great victory for the Israelites that day. The troops came back after Eleazar had won the battle, but only to take weapons and armor from the enemy. Next there was Shema, son of Agi, the Harharite. The Philistines came together to fight in a vegetable field. Israel's troops ran away from the Philistines, but Shema stood in the middle of the field and fought for it and killed the Philistines, and the Lord gave a great victory. Once, 30 David's chief soldiers came down to him at the cave of Adullam during harvest. The Philistine army had camped in the valley of Rephaim. At that time, David was in the stronghold, and some of the Philistines were in Bethlehem. David had a strong desire for some water. He said, "Oh, I wish someone would get me water from the well near the city gate of Bethlehem." So the three warriors broke through the Philistine army and took water from the well near the city gate of Bethlehem. Then they brought it to David, but he refused to drink it. He poured it out before the Lord, saying, "May the Lord keep me from drinking this water. It would be like drinking the blood of the men who risked their lives." So David refused to drink it. These were the brave things that the three warriors did. Abishai, brother of Joab, son of Jeruiah, was captain of the three. Abishai fought 300 soldiers with his spear and killed them. He became as famous as the three and was more honored than the three. He became their commander even though he was not one of them. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was a brave fighter from Kabzeel who did mighty things. He killed two of the best warriors from Moab. He also went down into a pit and killed a lion on a snowy day. Benaiah killed a large Egyptian who had a spear in his hand. Benaiah had a club, but he grabbed the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These were the things Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, did. He was as famous as the three. He received more honor than the 30, but he did not become a member of the three. David made him leader of his bodyguards. The following men were among the 30: Asahel, brother of Joab; Elhanan, son of Dodo from Bethlehem; Shema the Haradite; Elikah the Haradite; Helez the Palti; Ira, son of Akesh from Tekoa; Abiezar the Anathothite; Mabunai the Hushathite; Zalmon the Ahohite; Maharai the Netophathite; Heled son of Bena the Netophathite; Ithai son of Ribai from Gibeah and Benjamin; Benai the Parathonite; Hidai from the ravines of Gash; Abialban the Arbathite; Asmaveth the Barhumite; Eliabah the Shalbonite of the sons of Jashan; Jonathan son of Shema the Harahite; Ahiam son of Sharar the Harahite; Eliphelet son of Abishai the Maacathite; Eliam son of Ahithophel the Gilonite; Hezro the Carmelite; Parai the Arbite; Igal son of Nathan of Zobah the son of Hagri; Zelek the Ammonite; Naharai the Berothite, who carried the armor of Joab son of Jeruiah; Ira the Ithrite; Gareb the Ithrite; and Uriah the Hittite. There were 37 in all. 2 Samuel chapter 24. The Lord was angry with Israel again, and he caused David to turn against the Israelites. He said, "Go, count the people of Israel and Judah." So King David said to Joab, the commander of the army, "Go through all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba and count the people. Then I will know how many there are." But Joab said to the king, "May the Lord your God give you 100 times more people, and may my master the king live to see this happen. Why do you want to do this?" But the king commanded Joab and the commanders of the army. So they left the king to count the Israelites. After crossing the Jordan River, they camped near Aroer on the south side of the city in the ravine. They went through Gad and on to Jazer. Then they went to Gilead and the land of Tatim, Hodshi, and to Dan Jan and around to Sidon. They went to the strong walled city of Tyre and to all the cities of the Hivites and Canaanites. Finally, they went to southern Judah to Beersheba. After 9 months and 20 days, they had gone through all the land. Then they came back to Jerusalem. Joab gave the list of the people to the king. There were 800,000 men in Israel who could use the sword, and 500,000 men in Judah. David felt ashamed after he had counted the people. He said to the Lord, "I have sinned greatly by what I have done. Lord, I beg you to forgive me, your servant, because I have been very foolish." When David got up in the morning, the Lord spoke his word to Gad, who was a prophet and David's seer. The Lord told Gad, "Go and tell David this is what the Lord says. I offer you 3 choices. Choose one of them, and I will do it to you." So Gad went to David and said to him, "Should 3 years of hunger come to you in your land? Or should your enemies chase you for 3 months? Or should there be 3 days of disease in your land? Think about it, then decide which of these things I should tell the Lord who sent me." David said to Gad, "I am in great trouble. Let the Lord punish us, because the Lord is very merciful. Don't let my punishment come from human beings." So the Lord sent a terrible disease on Israel. It began in the morning and continued until the chosen time to stop. From Dan to Beersheba, 70,000 people died. When the angel raised his arm toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord felt very sorry about the terrible things that had happened. He said to the angel who was destroying the people, "That is enough. Put down your arm." The angel of the Lord was then by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. When David saw the angel that killed the people, he said to the Lord, "I am the one who sinned and did wrong. These people only followed me like sheep. They did nothing wrong. Please punish me and my family." That day Gad came to David and said, "Go and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite." So David did what Gad told him to do, just as the Lord commanded. Araunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming to him, so he went out and bowed face down on the ground before the king. He said, "Why has my master the king come to me?" David answered, "To buy the threshing floor from you, so I can build an altar to the Lord. Then the terrible disease will stop." Araunah said to David, "My master and king, you may take anything you want for a sacrifice. Here are some oxen for the whole burnt offering and the threshing boards and the yokes for the wood. My king, I give everything to you." Araunah also said to the king, May the Lord your God be pleased with you. But the king answered Araunah, No, I will pay you for the land. I will offer to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 1 1/4 pounds of silver. He built an altar to the Lord there and offered whole burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. Then the Lord answered his prayer for the country, and the disease in Israel stopped.
Chapter 10.
I can guarantee this truth. The person who doesn't enter the sheep pen through the gate but climbs in somewhere else is a thief or a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep respond to his voice. He calls his sheep by name and leads them out of the pen. After he has brought out all his sheep, he walks ahead of them. The sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. They won't follow a stranger. Instead, they will run away from a stranger because they don't recognize his voice. Jesus used this illustration as he talked to the people, but they didn't understand what he meant. Jesus emphasized, I can guarantee this truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before I did were thieves or robbers. However, the sheep didn't respond to them. I am the gate. Those who enter the sheep pen through me will be saved. They will go in and out of the sheep pen and find food. A thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came so that my sheep will have life and so that they will have everything they need. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. A hired hand isn't a shepherd and doesn't own the sheep. When he sees a wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and quickly runs away. So the wolf drags the sheep away and scatters the flock. The hired hand is concerned about what he's going to get paid and not about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep as the Father knows me. My sheep know me as I know the Father. So I give my life for my sheep. I also have other sheep that are not from this pen. I must lead them. They too will respond to my voice. So they will be one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I give my life in order to take it back again. No one takes my life from me. I give my life of my own free will. I have the authority to give my life and have the authority to take my life back again. This is what my Father ordered me to do. The Jews were divided because of what Jesus said. Many of them said, He's possessed by a demon. He's crazy. Why do you listen to him? Others said, No one talks like this if he's possessed by a demon. Can a demon give sight to the blind? The festival of the dedication of the temple took place in Jerusalem during the winter. Jesus was walking on Solomon's porch in the temple courtyard. The Jews surrounded him. They asked him, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I've told you, but you don't believe me. The things that I do in my Father's name testify on my behalf. However, you don't believe because you're not my sheep. My sheep respond to my voice, and I know who they are. They follow me, and I give them eternal life. They will never be lost, and no one will tear them away from me. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than everyone else, and no one can tear them away from my Father. The Father and I are one. The Jews had again brought some rocks to stone Jesus to death. Jesus replied to them, I've shown you many good things that come from the Father. For which of these good things do you want to stone me to death? The Jews answered Jesus, We're going to stone you to death not for any good things you've done, but for dishonoring God. You claim to be God, although you're only a man. Jesus said to them, Don't your scriptures say, I said you were gods? The scriptures cannot be discredited. So if God calls people gods, and they are the people to whom he gave the scriptures, why do you say that I'm dishonoring God because I said I'm the Son of God? God set me apart for this holy purpose and has sent me into the world. If I'm not doing the things my Father does, don't believe me. But if I'm doing those things and you refuse to believe me, then at least believe the things that I'm doing. Then you will know and recognize that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. The Jews tried to arrest Jesus again, but he got away from them. He went back across the Jordan River and stayed in the place where John first baptized people. Many people went to Jesus. They said, John didn't perform any miracles, but everything John said about this man is true. Many people there believed in Jesus.